Auto.com. Get in the game.
Here we go! Hello and welcome to the game. I'm John Kurtz, joined by Mitch Fortner with you until 5:30 today when the Royals take over. One last short show for you. Coming up, we will tackle one of the classic K-State fan debates. It has come back up to the top of our minds today. That in the open. And at 5:10, we go inside the fort at 4:50. Mitch has more knowledge about wrestling than I think anybody has about anything. We'll put that to the test with a new intro today as well. You can't be serious at 5:25 if you want to contact the show. The Game KMAN is where you can do so on Twitter, or myself, J.O. Kurtz. Mitch the Fort is where you can find him as well. And you can call the show 537-1350 or toll-free 866-776-1350. One final show without Tyler, who is on vacation. And we get after one of the debates that continuously comes up and has over the years about K-State basketball. And that is, should the Wildcats entertain playing Wichita State? It seems like one of those times where these types of things come up, obviously being a slow sports time of the year, especially in college fan bases. I've seen a lot of talk recently from Kansas and Missouri fans. I don't know exactly what kicked it off, but Kansas and Missouri fans talking about whether or not they should play in hoops right now. The reason Wichita State and whether or not K-State comes up here today is the Wichita Catbacker event spawned a lot of stories from our friend Kellis Robinette, who writes for the Wichita Eagle and the Kansas City Star, covers K-State. And typically when they go to Wichita, Kansas City, some of the bigger events, there is some media there. That's when we get some stories like this and things leak out. We have some Bill Snyder information on Will Geary that I'll pass along at 4:40 as well that came out of this. But here is what Bruce Weber said. And I think this is also more appropriate because we talked a little bit about it on Monday with Drew Spierock, K-State Director of Basketball Ops, who's in charge of scheduling. But Bruce Weber, when asked about scheduling Wichita State, said, quote, "It's a possibility. We could do it." He said, "We've gone back and forth. I sat down with Gene Taylor and went over scheduling and what we've done in the past. One of the things we had on there was Wichita in the future." As far as Gene Taylor is concerned, there is a quote from him as well, and this, I think, is imperative because I'm in total lockstep with him on this. He says, "I don't know if it's something we want to do every year, but certainly occasionally." That, I think, is the key. There's a caveat to it. I do agree now with playing Wichita State, and that has changed in the last 4 or 5 years, but it is not something that you want to do annually, which I think is a way that people think about it a lot of times when it gets brought up. Before I dive right into this, I will play what Drew Spierock said earlier this week. Had him on Monday to talk about basketball scheduling. The non-conference schedule is not finished up. K-State will play in Wichita this upcoming year, but it's going to be against Tulsa, and they've played a wide range of teams in Wichita, including Gonzaga. But here's what he said when I asked him about playing Wichita State.
"We've talked, we always talk with everybody. So I don't know that we've avoided or anything like that. This hasn't, like I said, worked out in the past. They've scheduled a bunch of other games with opponents throughout the time, and that maybe just didn't match up with what we needed, or we had a return here or there. So I think we're always open to having conversations. You know, if it works out in the future, I'm sure that we'll discuss it and see if it works on both of our ends."
Now, Drew Spierock gave me a fairly diplomatic answer there, which I understand, but if you're reading between the lines, he is certainly not denying that they would be open to it. Basically saying, we'll take on all comers in scheduling, we're not afraid of anything. I used to have a pretty hardline stance that I didn't think K-State should play Wichita State in hoops, and I can even remember going back and forth probably at least 4 years ago on this very show, back when it was much different, but I went back and forth with Bob Lutz, who's been a columnist for the Wichita Eagle for a long time, about that very argument. And I took the stance, hey, K-State has nothing to gain from it. Why would you do it? It's going to hurt you in recruiting if you lose. K-State just has everything to lose, nothing to gain. Well, since that point in time, I've come back around, and it has something to do with both programs, but much more to do with what's happened with Wichita State. How much different is the Wichita State program right now than it was in 2012 or 2013? And specifically, think about where both programs were at that point in time. K-State was just a couple years removed from the Elite Eight run. Frank Martin had them top of mind in college basketball with most college basketball fans. And Wichita State had not gone to the Final Four. They did not have that number one seed. They have not been on the run yet that Greg Marshall has taken them on, really, in the last 6 years in particular. So things were much different. At that point in time, you know, it's like you have one team way up. You can't see this. This is horrible radio. I'm doing it with my hands. But one team way up here, one team more down here. They have since, in the last few years, not only come to the middle, but Wichita State has ascended clearly above K-State. And that is not the easiest conversation, I think, for a lot of people around here to have if you are a K-State fan. But here's the tale of the tape. Wichita State's been to six straight NCAA tournaments. They've won 10, count them, 10 tournament games in that time span. They've been to a Final Four. They have been a number one seed. There's another Sweet 16 in that run. They beat Kansas in the NCAA tournament. Wichita State is definitively a better program. And all of a sudden, that changes this equation. K-State has gone from the team that has everything to lose, nothing to gain, to, I would say, still some to lose. I'm not totally discounting that. But there is more to gain now for K-State from playing Wichita State than there is to lose. That's the crux of this issue here and why I think it would be something that would spark some excitement and be a good thing for K-State. Remember how boring that non-conference schedule was this past year, even when you're playing in Sprint Center. It's against Washington State, one of the worst Power 5 teams in the country that's out there. Colorado State was so-so. You went and played them in front of 2,000 people in Denver. It just didn't have much juice to it. Even the Maryland game, we couldn't see because it was on some crazy Armed Forces Network TV channel that you can't even get, and I tried on multiple devices and just absolutely could not get it at all. What would add more juice right now than playing Wichita State, for instance, in Sprint Center to the non-conference schedule? And the other thing is, how much does K-State have to gain from it? If K-State beat Wichita State right now, if they beat them next year in Sprint Center, that would turn heads. That would turn heads. People would say, man, K-State must be pretty good this year. They've got my attention. That's the reality of the situation that you're in now.
Question I have, what does Wichita State have to gain off of this right now?
Well, that is a great question. I think it is worthy of being asked. I don't know for sure because I don't have enough of a feel for what Wichita State would think, their fans, their administration, because they have been now to just about the mountaintop with what they have done in the last 6 years. I still think for them, they would be willing to do it, and they do have something to gain just from, one, a recruiting standpoint, because K-State and Wichita State do recruit some of the same kids. That Landry Shamet, who is on their team right now, he is one that I can remember K-State being after fairly hard. There is some overlap there in recruiting. It's a Power 5 team for Wichita State to play, and I think the better and better that they get, it had become more difficult for them to get teams to play them. I mean, look at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State went in and played them last year, but not everybody is willing to do that. And just being in state, I mean, I still think there is somewhat with Wichita State fans, just me guessing here, I think they would still have a chip on their shoulder just about wanting to go play one of the main schools in the state. That's just a guess and a hunch, but I'm glad you asked that question. Because the fact that we have to ask that question makes my point here about why this whole dynamic of playing Wichita State has changed so much in the last 4 or 5 years.
Even going back a few years ago when Wichita State beat KU in the NCAA tournament, since then I felt like this should be something that should be a rivalry once in a while. Not only a rivalry, I think it'd be a friendly rivalry. Because Wichita State, if it's a team, if you're playing them, like if K-State was playing them, of course you want the Cats to win. But other than that, you're rooting for Wichita State to be successful. They're just a little brother you like to root for, right? And you look at last year, Wichita State still had a pretty kind of a young team. I mean, their top two scorers, a freshman and a sophomore, which, I mean, that's a good future for Wichita State already. But their non-con last year featured two teams in the top 25, which were back-to-back, Louisville and Michigan State. They both lost those games, but they beat LSU, Oklahoma. They played Oklahoma State on the road. Tulsa, who wasn't a bad team last year, they don't mess around with their non-con.
Yeah. No, they're willing,
for sure.
They're willing to take on all comers. And part of the genesis of this, at least me asking Drew Spira the question about it earlier, was the fact that they are changing conferences now to the American. Does that affect things? Because they are playing in what's closer to really a Power 5 league in basketball. That may switch up some of their non-conference scheduling, maybe they would be less willing to do it from that standpoint because they're not going to be as reliant on trying to go out and get teams to play them in that way. I think we're really looking at this from a K-State standpoint. But a K-State standpoint right now, I think it's pretty clear that there is a lot to gain from playing Wichita State. There is so much apathy in the program right now from a lot of fans. Don't you think that beating Wichita State would get the juices flowing for some people, and that would generate some excitement for the basketball program right now? Because I think if your answer is no to that question, you're in denial, I would say. Gonzaga is a program that certainly has done it longer than Wichita State. They're a step above Wichita State, probably in the eyes of most, I understand. But there are some similarities there, especially Gonzaga back in 2013 when K-State played them and beat them in Wichita. But that is one of the most exciting non-conference wins I can remember for K-State in a long time. And that doesn't have the local feel of it, the added, I think, excitement level of just Wichita State being in such proximity to K-State here and some of the interstate workings there and having to live and work with Wichita State fans. That adds something to it as well. I think there's no doubt that it could be exciting. It would be a great win for your tournament resume, which is another part of this that I haven't even addressed. It is crazy how much this has all flipped in the last 4 or 5 years, and I'm coming around to it.
As a fan, though, I don't like the idea of moving this rivalry to, if this were to happen, the home-and-home to the Sprint Center and the Intrust Bank Arena. That wouldn't be fun to me. If you're going to make this a real thing, make it a home-and-home, Bramlage and Coke Arena. Fill the place up. Nothing annoys me more when a major rivalry is played on a neutral site. Make this a home and home. Keep it out. Because, for one, wouldn't be really a home game for K-State. Kansas City, that's a two-hour drive. Intrust Bank Arena is just almost right down the road.
Well, you're bringing up great points here, and that's what I want to address at 5:10, because I think the logistics of it become tricky. The motivation for Wichita State plays into the logistics of how you would do it. And that is where the issue really would be to me, much more so than just a willingness to play the game. So we'll get into that at 5:10. You can tweet me if you have thoughts. The game, KMAN or JL Kurtz on Twitter. You can also call us 537-1350 or 866-776-1350 here on the game. As we roll along, we go inside the fort at 450. When we come back, little Royals discussion. The go-ahead hit last night for Kansas City, I think, brings fairly depressing realization to something. I'll address that next here on the game.